Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, I wish everybody the best of health, wealth, and happiness on this great day. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all looking for a way out. We are all looking for a better life. We're all looking for happiness. We're all looking for joy. We're all looking for the things to make our lives better and also the lives, also improve the lives of those around us. And when I say those around us, I'm mainly talking about those people that we truly care about. It is said that we'll do more for those that we love than we'll do for ourselves. However, we also need to remember that we need to start with ourselves so that we can do more. And it isn't about being selfish. It isn't about just being one-sided. It's about growing and developing and then being able to grow and develop others. Because the more you grow, the more that you learn, and the more that you're able to take that knowledge to the next level because you know more and you know the value of that quality or that life that you've created. So they say the other thing that's going to always help us out is that if we work to try to help others, because by helping others, we also help ourselves. And I truly believe in this theory. But today's show, we're going to talk about something that I think probably 97% of the population has a little bit confused. And when I say 90% of the population has it a little bit confused, I'm not saying that anybody is not educated or is stupid or is not that there aren't smart people out there. What I'm saying is that most of us have been going about things probably the wrong way, and that in order for us to improve the quality of our lives, we need to make some adjustments. We need to make some changes. We need to do some things that are going to stimulate growth in us and those around us so that we can take care of those people we were talking about a little while ago, which is those other people in our lives. And the best way for us to do that is to first take control of our lives, to figure out what our why is, to figure out what it is that we want out of this world, to make our lives a life of quality. You know, we only have a certain amount of years that we're going to be on this earth. So my question to everybody is, do you want to live a life and leave a legacy, or do you want to live a life that's just you actually pass some time and nobody's going to remember you? Well, one of the things that most of us do to pass our time, you know, and depending on who you ask, to waste our time, is that most of us go to a mundane job every day. And we do the same things. Now, there are some people that are able to go to jobs where they do different things. But a lot of times those different things are just a series of different steps that are done slightly differently. They're the same steps that are done every day. It's just that they're done slightly differently depending on what the particular project is that they're working on. So in truth, if you really look at it, they're doing the same thing every day. It's just a variety of same things every day. In the course of the year, they will do the same widgets or put the same screw in the same hole or different holes, or in a different order. However, their variety isn't really variety. Their variety is still monotonousy because of the fact that they're still doing the same thing over and over again. It's just that the series may change. It's just that the type of model they may work on may change. But for the most part, it's the same thing. Well, many people nowadays are really tired, one, of trading their time for money. And I'm sure if most people will have an open mind and listen to what I'm actually saying to them, they'll realize that trading your life, because that's basically what it is, trading your life for a finite amount of dollars is definitely not the way to go. It is not what most people would consider smart. You know, now, mind you, there are some things that you have to do and you can only do them one day at a time. You know, you have to consistently eat to get nourishment into your body. That's the way your body is developed, and you need that food so that you'll grow. However, that doesn't necessarily have to be the way that we look at our finances. That doesn't necessarily have to be the way that we create a quality of life or wealth in our life, as in the same way that we have to eat and drink and things along that nature. You do need food. You do need sleep. You do need rest. And you need sustenance to keep you going, along with the vitamins, minerals, and all of those things. However, who said that that's the process that you need to go through in order to basically be able to take care of yourself and your family? And when I talk about taking care of yourself and your family, I'm talking about having the money or having the resources that you need to be able to take care of your family. Most of us, again, we're trading dollars for time. And if you look at it, I mean, anybody, I don't really care who you are, if you look at it, it's not a fair trade. Look at the amount of dollars that you get for the amount of time that you give up. Now explain to me where, by doing the process that you're presently doing, you can get true value on what you're actually giving up. You know, if you were to ask somebody that was about to die what they would pay for another day, most people would tell you that they would pay their fortunes for another day. However, all of us get into the habit, we get into the monotonous process of continuously trading hours for dollars. And it's not a win-win situation. Why? Because you can't get back that time. So what would be the smarter way to operate? What would be the more intelligent way to operate? You know, and I'm pretty sure that most of you have a good idea. Some people would say, well, let's look at some of the ways that probably aren't the best way. Some people would probably say, well, if I played the lottery and I hit the lottery for X amount of dollars, that would give it to me. Or if I've got a rich uncle, you know, my rich uncle, you know, he leaves me a whole bunch of money, then, you know, that would be the way, because then I can take care of my family, I could do different things, I could do this, I could do that, I could see the world, all of that stuff. Well, most of us don't have a rich uncle or aunt or grandfather. Most of us don't have a trust fund that's going to come to us, you know, in a few years. Most of us are not going to hit the lottery. And if we look at the statistics for hitting the lottery, you've got a million chance to one of actually hitting that lottery. And that's one of the reasons that the lottery is so successful. Why? Because everybody's living on a dream. And they're living on a dream that's based on them randomly hitting some numbers, them randomly picking a combination of numbers that are going to come through on any one of 365 days, or if this is a leap year, which 2012 is, 366 days. So now you have that as your option as a possible win. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the lottery is gambling, okay? And it's not even smart gambling. You probably got a better chance of going to Vegas and hitting it big than you do at hitting the lottery. Matter of fact, I know you have a better chance at Vegas than you do at hitting the lottery here, or excuse me, anywhere in the United States. And I mean lottery as in Powerball, Mega Millions, your city, your state lottery, your Cash Five, your Win for Life, whatever it is that they call your particular lottery. And that's one of the reasons that it is a lottery. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to talk to you about today is about taking your resource, your time, and your abilities, and then capitalizing on that so that you can grow a lifestyle, so that you can change your pattern. But again, one of the most important questions, and probably, no, not one of the most important questions, the most important question to begin with is, what's your why? You know, why do you go to work every day? Why do you work a job? And sometimes around people that you can't even stand or would prefer not to even deal with, why do you do that? You do that because that's the model that's been taught to us. That's the model that's been introduced to us from when we were born till now. Very few people have what we would call that entrepreneurial spirit. But inside of us, we all have that entrepreneurial spirit. And why do I say that? The reason I say that is because all of us want to survive. It's part of our DNA, so to speak. It's just that most of us are also conditioned to believe that we need to do things like everybody else does them. Does that make it right? No, that doesn't make it right. That just means that we've all acquired a particular pattern, a particular way of doing things. And that particular way of doing things is somebody with an entrepreneurial spirit, or your particular state, local government, you know, county government, federal government, city government, has come up with different processes, different things that need to take place in order for your city or town to function. So what do? They trade your hours for a certain dollar amount. First off, ladies and gentlemen, please don't get it twisted. I don't care what any company pays you. It is probably for 98 to 97% of the population, it is a grave undervaluing of your worth. It is a grave undervaluing of your time. I mean, what are you worth? Are you worth $8 an hour? Are you worth $10 an hour? Are you worth $20 an hour, $30 an hour, $40 an hour, $50 an hour, $600 an hour? $1,000 an hour, $10,000 an hour, or what is it for some of the sitcoms? Are you worth a million or millions per day for someone using your services? And if you are $1 million project, if you are a multi-million dollar product and a multi-million dollar entity, then explain to me, ladies and gentlemen, that are listening today, then why is your job paying you $20, $30, $40, $50, $60, or $300 or $600 an hour? Why aren't they paying you what you are truly worth? I'm here to tell you now that each and every one of you are worth millions, all right? You are worth millions. You're a billion-dollar project, ladies and gentlemen. You're a billion-dollar entity, and maybe more. However, very few, if anyone, is getting paid anywhere near the amount of money that you're worth, the amount of money that you should be reimbursed. Again, the most precious quantity that most of us have, actually, let me take that back. The most precious quantity that anything that us have, or not quantity, but thing that any of us have, is time. And that time is what? It's finite. It is not extendable. A day that you don't use is a day that you lose forever. And when I say forever, I mean forever. You are never going to get that time back again. So what we need to do as a people, ladies and gentlemen, what we need to do as individuals is we need to really look at what we're doing. We need to look at the process that we presently have, and we need to realize, first off, that that process is broken. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't apply to the times that we live in. Trading your life, basically your life force, for a dollar amount, especially an hourly dollar amount, is just not very bright, okay? Plus that, doing what you do now, is it going to allow you to live and access the type of life that you want to live? For most of us, again, the answer is no. All right? Most of us make just enough money to survive. By the next week before payday, most of us are broke. What happens? We have too much month at the end of our pay. Why do we have too much month at the end of our pay? Because, one, we're not using our money correctly, but two, we're also not using our money. And we're not using our money to make money. We're not earning money in a way that is what we would call residual. It's not a way to where you do the work once and then you get paid on it again and again and again. What ends up happening with the way that we presently work and the way that the process works right now is you work on average, let's say the average person works a job where they get paid every 2 weeks. Okay, when you work that first week, do you get paid when you first start that job? The answer is no. When you work that second week, do you get paid? The answer again is no. When do you get paid for that second week? Most people get paid at the beginning of the third week, of that second week work. Why? Because you're always going to have 2 weeks in the rear. Now, once you've done that 2 weeks of work, if you don't work that next week, and that next week, are you going to receive another check? 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. Because if you don't work, you don't get paid. You know, it's just like some people that go out on something like FMLA. If something happens to you where you can't work, are you going to continually get paid? The answer, again, is no. So what do we need to do? We need to put processes in place to where when we do a job and it's a good job, we're going to get paid on it again and again and again. Let's look at it like, let's take a cell phone. You have a cell phone. You get a cell phone plan. What do they make you do 9 times out of 10? They make you sign a contract, right? Even if you decide not to use that phone the rest of the week, you're still going to get a bill. What has the telephone company or the cell phone company done for themselves? They've created what we will call residual income. Why? Because as long as you have that plan, you are going to owe that minimum payment on that phone, whether you use it or not. You signed a contract. Well, how about not necessarily getting a contract, but how about we put a residual process in place for ourselves? How about we put a residual process in place for how we're going to do things and how we're going to live our lives so that we can upgrade our overall quality of life? Please understand that most of us are living third class. All right? Everything that we do is third class. When you see a trip and you're trying to figure out how you're going to afford it, 9 times out of 10, the way that you're going to afford that is by flying third class, is by getting third class accommodations. Now, everything that we do requires a certain level of sacrifice. This is not a question, and this is understandable. Even you becoming wealthy, even you acquiring massive amounts of money or massive amounts of residual income, is going to require work. It's going to require work on your part. However, aren't you already doing work? Aren't you already going to a job day after day, hour after hour, putting in time for something that will, basically, it's like rent. It'll never be yours. When you go to a particular job and you work 40 hours, 50 hours, 60 hours, 80 hours, whatever it is that you work, it's basically like renting. You're renting space. Now, most places have a retirement plan, and what's their retirement plan? It's usually some type of connection with a 401k and then some type of savings plan that you then install from there. But the majority of people don't even pay into those, and the majority of people that do have a savings plan like that or a 401k or IRA Roth or whatever, what do? Well, they jump from job to job to job. So most of them aren't maintaining that IRA, all right, or any of those things anyway. You know, they'll move the money around or they'll move it into another plan. And basically, what are you doing again? You're gambling with somebody else to manage your money. You're not putting your money away smartly and you're not investing it. Most people look at this as diversification, but are you really diversified? Probably not. Why? Because 90% of the IRAs and things of that nature are in what? They're in the stock exchange. When the stock exchange crashed, what happened? People lost a whole lot of stuff. You know, they lost money. They lost security. They lost a lot of different things. But ladies and gentlemen, what I'm here to tell you today is that there's a better way to do things. There's a smarter way to operate. There's a smarter way to take control of your life and do the things that are going to put you where you want to be financially, to put your family where you want them to be financially, to allow you to take your life from, in some cases, fourth class, because some people aren't even in third class, in some ways from fourth class to then third class to then second class and then to ultimately first class. Let's be honest. Think about it for a second. Do you want to live a life that's in third class? I think the answer for most people is no. Do you want to live a life in second class? Again, the answer is no. But would you like to live a life that's in first class? Would you like for those of you that have children to be able to send your children to whatever school they want? based on the fact that they've earned the right, that they're intelligent enough, bright enough, all right, and they deserve the best education that you can possibly give them. Again, I'm pretty sure that the answer for most people is yes. Do you want to continually fight the traffic to get to work, to deal with bosses and other people that don't truly appreciate you or appreciate your skills? Do you want to keep living like a second-class citizen? I would hope that the answer is no. Today's show is going to talk about a particular modality or a particular, not modality, a particular device or vehicle that could help you to live your dreams, that could help you, again, work is required, but can help you to earn residual money and to take that money and then do things with it that are not only going to grow you, but are also going to grow your family. Again, ladies and gentlemen, what is your why? What is it that trips your trigger? What is it that moves you? What is it that makes you get up in the morning? What is it that makes you deal with the things that you deal with now and accept the substandard existence that you're presently living through? That why is the real key, and that why, along with the correct knowledge and the correct action and the correct vehicle, can help you to get where you need to get. So what I need you to do is I need you to listen to what I'm going to say, and then from there, what I need you to do is take an honest look at the opportunity that I am going to present to you, and then decide if it's something for you. Decide, is it something of value? Decide, is it something that could possibly change your life? And then decide on whether what you're doing now is going to change your life. There's a saying, if we keep doing what we've been doing, we'll keep getting the result we've been getting. Is the results that you've been getting worth it or not worth it? Are you getting value from what you're doing? Do you love what you're doing? Would you rather be in Tahiti with lobster and pina colada? Would you rather be able to go when you want to go? Would you rather be able to take the week off, take the month off, in some cases take the year off, or the next 10 years? Would you rather live in the financial uncertainty that most of us live in each and every day, or would you rather take charge of your life, take charge of your future by doing the things that you need to do now that are going to boost you and get you to the position that you want to get? Ladies and gentlemen, this has nothing to do with your race, your creed, your color, your beliefs in any way. This doesn't matter whether you have a bachelor's degree or no degree at all, a certificate. This doesn't matter whether you have a high school diploma or a non-high school diploma. Can all of these things help you in the end? Yes, they can help you. However, if you can't get the finances that you need to do the things that you need to do, then nothing is going to help you. You're going to stay in a mundane job, doing mundane tasks and learning a mundane life and earning a mundane living. Again, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how much knowledge you have, what your age is, what your race is, what your preferences are. We need to start living a life of be, do, have. We need to be the people that we need to be so that we can do the things that we need to do so that we can have the type of lifestyle that we want to have. And the only way that that's going to happen is if you're willing to take massive action. Because, ladies and gentlemen, through your belief, you can do amazing things. And through your effort and consistent effort, if you're doing something that's failing, guess what? It's going to keep failing. But once you do something that starts to work, you want to keep doing that as long as it works, and you want to make little adjustments as you go. You've heard me say this before. Life is not a straight line. Life is not just a circle. Life goes up, down, up, around, over, and under. However, it is part of the life process, and understand that you are worth it, and you're worth far more than any job is willing to pay for you. Is willing to pay you. Again, let's stop for a second and let's look at it. What are you worth and what are you willing to give up? Because everything requires a certain amount of sacrifice. You are already sacrificing. Every day that you go to a job and you put in those 8 hours, every time that you get in your car and you drive 15 minutes to an hour and a half to get to that location, you are using your time. And right now you're using that time to earn, yes, your company a living or, you know, to provide a service. However, you're not truly being paid what you're worth. You're not truly getting your piece of the pie. You're being doled out a fraction of anything. And from that fraction, what are you supposed to do? From that fraction, you're supposed to create a living. Can you create a living on a fraction of anything? More than likely not. You know, let's say you've got a multi-million dollar contract and your salary is, what, $50,000? How much of that is eaten up in travel? How much of that is eaten up in lunch? How much of that is eaten up in all of the other entities that you do on a regular basis? And your end result is what? Probably a few cents on the dollar. I know that we're all worth more than a few cents on the dollar. Matter of fact, I am surely guaranteed that we are all worth more than a few cents on the dollar. But it's up to you. Most of us are getting nowhere fast, okay? We're getting absolutely nowhere fast. What I'm about to give to you is a particular device that you can look at for yourself. You can evaluate for yourself. And if you make an honest decision, you will agree that it is probably one of the most powerful tools that you could put out there. And here's the thing. You could be the person putting that tool out to the rest of the world. You could be the person putting out something that not even 1% of the population really knows about right now, but once they do get a hold of it, it is going to be immensely powerful. You're also going to be dealing with a company that is not number 5 or number 4 or number 3 or number 300. They are number 1 in getting this particular message out. They are number 1 in providing this service. And as you get to know them, you will find that they are number 1 in everything that they do in this area, and they work very hard to make sure that you know that you are number 1 with them. If you can get with a team that's going to help you grow and help others grow, you all win. Again, in this world, it's about win-win. Nobody really has to lose for somebody else to win. We can all win. So let's stop making excuse after excuse, and let's look at this and let's take an honest look at it. And let's look at it with an open mind and open heart, knowing that we're not doing it just for ourselves. We're doing it for our why. We're doing it because we need to find a way that's going to keep it simple. We need to stop being too busy being busy. And we need to take action that's going to free up that time that we're losing, free up that time that we're wasting, so that we can start providing the quality of life that we want to apply to ourselves and our loved ones. And once you look at this, ladies and gentlemen, once you finish listening to this show, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to share this show with every possible person that you know. Share this information with every possible person that you know. Share the link with every possible person, not just the Zurian Show. What I want you to do is after you listen to the Zurian Show today, right now, I want you to take action and I want you to send the show out with to as many people as you can, personal, friends, business, professionals, all of the above. Those people will help you. Right now, we've got businesses that are struggling, businesses that are hiring people that are able so that they can feed their families and so that they can take care of themselves. We are making and giving you a tool and an opportunity that you can use to not only grow yourself and grow residuals for your family and give your family a better life, but also ways that you can help other people so that we can start to stimulate this population that we live in or this economy that we live in by doing the right thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is truly one of the key opportunities, and opportunities only come around a few times in life. So take this 30 minutes to listen to the show, which you've done, and remember, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why they call it the present. At the bottom of the show, there's a link. The link is www.izig.com/zsuccess. Again, that is www.izig.com/zsuccess. Take a look. Click on that website. Watch the first 3 videos. Watch all 4. We're talking about 13 to 15 minutes out of your life. You're already wasting, how many hours have you already wasted in your life? How many years? This 15 minutes isn't going to hurt you. If you like what you see and you want to learn more and you want to get with this, ladies and gentlemen, contact me via the Zurian Show and or via the website, and we'll get to know each other better and we'll see how we can help you to live your dreams, to take the next step, because everything is a series of steps. the first starts with taking action, and then from there, together, cross the finish line together. There, we'll work on creating the how for your why. So how we're going to achieve these goals and how you're going to live a life worth living. Don't waste any more time. Don't let life slip you by. Let's take massive action so that we can get massive results. Let's not waste any more of the limited time that we have on this earth. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for listening to The Zurian Show, and know that it is always an honor to have you guys as listeners and to be with you. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show. Take care and be well.